I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said he and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have agreed to work together to push for a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. At a joint news conference in Florida, Trump said maximum pressure must be maintained on North Korea over nuclear disarmament. Earlier, Trump confirmed that CIA Director Mike Pompeo had made a secret trip to the country to meet Kim Jong-un. Chicago Cardinal Blaise Supich has called on Illinois legislators to pass a bill that tightens restriction on gun shop owners and helps stem the flow of illegal guns into Illinois. The bill calls for gun dealers to be licensed by the state and also requires gun shop owners to run background checks on employees and install video surveillance equipment. During a news conference at Loyola Medical Center, Cardinal Supich called on legislators to have the moral courage to act on gun violence and make the bill law. U.S. aviation authorities have ordered inspections of jet engines after a mid-air explosion that punctured an airliner's window, killing a passenger. The Federal Aviation Administration said the airworthiness directive required inspections of certain engines within 2 weeks. A female passenger died after being nearly blown out of a cabin of a Southwest Airlines flight en route from New York to Dallas. A new study from the Public Religion Research Institute has found that white evangelical support for Donald Trump has steadily increased over time. Trump's favorability among white evangelical women was found to be at 71%, compared to 81% among white evangelical men. Trump's favorability is 68% among college-educated white evangelicals, compared to 78% among those without a college degree. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.